At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. There is good news. Evan was recently in Paraguay and sat with the president, President Peña. And Argentina is always giving us positive reports from a country that was sad sack for many decades. And under Javier Milei is revived, apparently, year over year, improving. The growth is obvious. A few words for Milei. He enjoys the limelight, and it looks like he's earning it. Are there shadows here, or can I just say thumbs up to the direction they're going, Professor?
Well, certainly, John, both Argentina and Paraguay have a good news dimension to the story, although both continue to have problems. But in Argentina, the news just came out that the economy will grow 6.4% year on year. I think that's one of the highest rates, if not the highest rate currently in the Americas. And it really reflects the bitter medicine, but the good fiscal discipline that Milei has achieved. He's balanced the budget. He's balanced payments. He's gotten a good deal with the International Monetary Fund, although creating a lot of pain for many Argentines by eliminating the subsidies and having to devaluate the currency, he has gotten the fiscal situation under control. Create a situation where the currency is now freely tradable, the peso, which allows investment to start coming in. So people are beginning to believe in the possibility of investing in Argentina. And I think as a result, after, again, a really bad year and a half, you're starting to see the Argentine economy take off. There are still a lot of risks politically with his party, La Libertad Avanza. They are actually going towards a midterm election in which it's expected that La Libertad Avanza, as well as his colleagues in the center-right pro-movement, will probably do pretty well, especially since the Peronist opposition really don't have a clear, credible leader to put a counter message. But definitely Argentina is a good news story, John.
And you sat with the president of Paraguay, President Peña, and for several years now you've identified Paraguay as a positive story. Does it continue, Professor?
It does, John. And to be clear, I mean, Paraguay does have its problems. There are a lot of drugs that go through Paraguay. It continues to fight against corruption. But in all fairness, as President Peña gets ready to go to the Summit of the Americas and help tell Paraguay's story in Punta Cana in November, there is a lot of positive story. Number one, Paraguay is a relatively low violence, relatively conservative, pro-business country. It has been politically stable, thanks to the Colorado leadership, however you interpret that, for decades and decades, which is something very unusual for South America. It is a place that has enormous quantities of fertile agricultural land. It is a place that has very low-cost energy. And so with all of the energy that it gets from the dam that it developed with the Brazilians decades ago, Itaipu, as well as Yacreta on the Argentine side, and an abundance of sunlight, which is making also a lot of solar potential. Paraguay is looking to how it moves from just being an agricultural powerhouse for supplying things like soy and others to also being able to use that cheap energy and good business environment to continue to industrialize. And oh, by the way, Paraguay is also a low-cost producer with probably the lowest-cost producer with access into the much broader Mercosur market, which includes the enormous Brazil as well as Argentina and Uruguay, to the south. And so Paraguay often just gets focused on for the issues of corruption and drugs. But in reality, there is a pretty solid case for what especially President Peña is trying to build on right now, which is the business prospects for the country, and something that actually our Secretary Marco Rubio recognized very openly and very strongly a couple of not too long ago, just the potential that Paraguay has. And also, frankly, as one of the key strong U.S. allies in the region that we're working with closely on both security and business areas, as well as others.
And the reason we celebrate good news is because sometimes the professor and I can heed too much to the headlines. Reuters loves a good fight. Right now, Professor, though, that flotilla off the coast of Venezuela, Teddy Roosevelt is smiling somewhere. This is the newer report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Look it up. Big Stick, Teddy Roosevelt, the Americas, Europe, you shall not pass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.